Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kilala tayong mga Pilipino dahil sa angkin nating talento at sa sikap natin sa pagtatrabaho. Pero may ilan sa mga trabaho na hindi natin masyado naririnig o nabibigyan ng pansin. Isa na doon ang mga illustrators, animators o kaya mga game developers. Pero bakit nga ba? Aking makapanayam ang isang artist na nasa larangan ng illustration at game development. So, Emmanuel, maaari mo bang ipakilala ang iyong sarili?
I'm Emmanuel Vasquez, Jr. So, I'm a visual artist. I'm an animator. So, I've actually worked for different studios around the world already in a span of, I guess that's more than a decade already. So, now I've settled here in Brisbane, Australia, with my family. And I'm working now as a senior user interface artist for a game company, which is Gameloft, which has an office here in Brisbane, Australia.
Ayun, maraming salamat, Emmanuel. Pwede ko bang may tanong, paano nagsimula yung journey bilang isang animator?
So yeah, it all started when, you know, back in the Philippines. Because my dad is an artist as well. So I grew up, you know, with him, doodling. And because at that time, he would also sometimes take his work at home. So I usually, I'm amazed about the stuff that he always does. And because before there weren't any PCs yet or digital art, so it was all traditional. So I was just amazed, like, you know, how a piece of paint or just a pencil and a paper can produce such amazing stuff. I took up civil engineering, which was pretty much off course, I guess. I was fortunate to graduate. And then I took up engineering jobs. But I had a job in a shipbuilding company at that time after I graduated. But, you know, I felt that it wasn't for me.
So pagkatapos magtrabaho bilang isang engineer, nag-explore ka pa ba na ibang mga opportunities o dumaretso ka na sa animation field?
I also ventured into the call center industry in the Philippines. I did that. I mean, I was like, well, the call center industry at that time, one of the things that made me go into it was, you know, it was paying good. And I was like, hey, everybody's like, some of my friends were in it already. I'm like, I want to have those stuff too. But, you know. And then when I decided to finally jump into the creative industry, like become an illustrator or learn how to be an animator, you know, the pay drop was so huge. I mean, the pay gap was so huge from what I was receiving before. But I was like, hey, what, you know, I'm taking the plunge. So I couldn't care less.
Nabanggit mo kanina na nagtatrabaho ka sa isang game development company bilang isang animator o illustrator. Pwede mo ba kami bigyan ng story bakit ka napunta sa industry na ito?
Facebook games were on the rise. I don't know if you still remember Farmville.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't know if you're still farming right now, but the game's still there.
Yes, the game's still, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very addictive game. So, it was on the rise, and my background during that time, because I was doing 2D animation and 2D art, and the primary software was Adobe Flash, and that's what you use for the games that Facebook was doing. Yeah, so I was able to get into local studios doing games. That was my first taste of the game development industry, and I really liked it because you get to sell, you get to make things that are interactive, that are you're basically. It's so fun to watch that people are having fun in things that you've created, and they're actually interacting with it. So I was like, yeah, this is what I really want to do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Emmanuel, no? Pero bakit kaya sa tingin mo konti lamang mga Pilipino na nagpo-pursue ng industry na ito? Ano kaya yung mga rason?
I think in the Philippines, yes, actually. It's not a big community, but there are definitely creatives in the Philippines, because when we talk about animation, there's the animation industry over there, like Toon City and Hanna-Barbera. They've been there before, and there's just a lot of these great animators, actually.
True.
Well, from the yesteryears, that is, because most of them got, you know, pirated by the States, by Pixar. It's just sad that all of these great resources wasn't really properly, I would say, utilized in the Philippines.
Yeah, true.
Because, you know, Filipinos are very creative. We are, you know, because we see things. That's why, I guess, that's why there's a lot of good animators in the Philippines, because we see life. Mm. And when you're animating, you can't really animate something if you really haven't lived it, you know?
True.
If you're animating a walk cycle, you can't really animate it properly if you haven't walked it, if you haven't done that walk. Mm-hmm. So with all of the colorful things that we experience in the Philippines, so there are people in the Philippines. I think there are more, but they're just, you know, they're afraid to venture, to go to these creative industries, and the fear of, you know, there's not just money in it. Maybe there's this stigma in the Philippines too, right? I mean, it's like, ano ba yan? Mag-aral ka nga, drawing ka ng drawing eh.
So it's safe to say na maraming mga Filipino artists ang talaga nagsastruggle pagdating sa industriyang ito. So ikaw mismo bilang isang animator, sa tingin mo, paano natin ma-resolbahan itong problema ito at paano natin sila masusuportahan?
The talent is there in the Philippines, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just that people just can't see it. Which is, I would say the same for games as well. In other countries, when you talk about games, they don't see the potential just yet. Even here in Australia, the government hasn't seen that potential yet. Mm-hmm. The country that really has seen the potential of game development and how much money it brings is Canada, because they have so much tax breaks for game studios. Mm-hmm. That's why game studios go there. They create a whole ton of jobs. It makes the whole, you know, ecosystem of these talents that are just grow, and at the same time, you know, the country will do well because of all of the revenue that it's picking up, because the games industry is a $1 billion industry. It even surpassed movies.
Bilang huling katanungan lang, no, Emmanuel, sa tingin mo, ano yung maipapayo mo sa ating mga Filipino artists na nasa illustrator man o animation or game development industries, o kaya yung mga kabataan na nananais pa lang i-pursue yung mga career na yun, ano may papayo mo?
Never be afraid to take a chance in pursuing what it is that you want to do. Some would say that if you do what you love every day, as in, you know, do it as a job, then there will come a time that you'll hate it because you'll be sick and tired of it. But isn't that true for all kinds of jobs anyways? I mean, there will be moments that you will feel that it's less glamorous than what it was before. But for me, it's easier to get inspired again, because all you need to do is to remind yourself while you're in the creative industry, and that's because you love it. In my experience in the Philippines, you know, people are sometimes afraid to pursue their dreams just because it isn't the course they took in the university. But you know, in my experience, the course that you took in college should not necessarily define what course it is that you want to take in your life. You just have to seize the day, really.
Yeah, that's true.
What it all comes down to. It's a win-win if you really go for it.
At dyan na po nagtatapos ang ating panayam kay Emmanuel Vasquez. No, ay marami po tayong natutunan tungkol sa mga kwento ng ating mga Filipino artists dito man o kaya sa ibang parte ng mundo. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.